NPR ran a story last week on this year's Christmas observance in Bethlehem. They reported, "There's no Christmas tree or sparkling lights in Manger Square or along the cobblestone streets that should be bustling with foreign tourists this time of year. There will be no Christmas parade with musicians weaving through the old city's labyrinth walkways, no Santas on street corners doling out joy to children." Last month, Palestinian leaders of Christian denominations made a unanimous decision to cancel public celebrations due to the war in Gaza, which has claimed the lives of 20,000 of its residents. But at Bethlehem's Evangelical Lutheran Christmas Church, using broken cement and paving stones, parishioners created a non-traditional nativity scene, placing the baby Jesus in the center of a pile of debris from a collapsed home, inspired by media images of children being pulled from rubble. The Washington Post picked up the story. Pastor Reverend Munster Isaac said, "This is what Christmas looks like in Palestine. This is the true message. If Jesus were born today, he would be born in Gaza amid the rubble." Photos of the scene have gone viral. Reverend Isaac says he's surprised at the international interest that the display has received. "This one picture," he says, "spoke more than many, many words," adding, "I'm still baffled and struggling as to why this picture drew more attention than actual pictures of children in Gaza." Were we to likewise de-romanticize our own nativity scene of the baby Jesus in a manger, I suspect that Mary would appear decidedly more drained, and Joseph much less serene, given all those hungry animals staring at the baby. The shepherds would be scruffier and entirely confused. The whole situation would be far less cozy and far more messy. We too clean up well, as they say, especially at Christmas or any time we pull ourselves together for public viewing. But we're messier and more complicated than we let on. I confess that underneath these impressive vestments I regularly drape myself in is a lot of rubble and debris, with a good amount of duct tape and prayer holding everything else together. While we're experts at masking our poverty from others, the effort is pointless, of course, when it comes to God. The creator of the universe, reduced to an infant born in a barn, is clearly not in pursuit of the strong, but the weak. He doesn't pitch his tent among the powerful and presentable. He's really quite comfortable amid the rubble. St. Oscar Romero, the martyred Archbishop of San Salvador, says, "No one can celebrate a genuine Christmas without being truly poor. The self-sufficient, the proud, those who, because they have everything, look down on others, those who have no need even of God, for them there will be no Christmas. Only the poor, the hungry, those who need someone to come on their behalf, will have that someone. That someone is God, Emmanuel, God with us. Without poverty of spirit, there can be no abundance of God. So tonight, if you find yourself poor in spirit, if any part of you aches or is broken, you're right where you're meant to be at Christmas, primed and ready for a Savior, for a relationship that transforms life as we know it into something we call abundant life, eternal life. Let Jesus see you. Let him hold you. Let him delight in you. Let him be your loving companion, a Savior, your Savior.